Heavenly Father, we still our hearts and minds as we bring before you all the people, places and situations in need of our prayers today. We pray for all churches and the people who attend them, especially all those who help with the running of services and community events. We thank you for all their hard work and all they do to reach out to others and share your love more widely. We pray for all those on holiday at the moment, that they may return rested and refreshed. We bring before you all those unable to spend time away, whatever the reason. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray today for all those in Russia, Ukraine, and all other places affected by war. Help those in positions of leadership to be guided towards justice and peace. We bring before you all those affected by fires, floods, or any other natural disasters, especially those who have lost their homes. Be with and strengthen them as they rebuild their lives. We pray today for all those who don't have enough for their daily bread, whether that's food, heating, clothing, enough to drink, or anything else they may need. Guide those in government to understand the problems and come up with meaningful solutions that will ease their burden. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, whose Son Jesus healed those who were sick, we bring before you all those who are unwell or in any kind of pain or distress, or who need our prayers at this time. In a few moments of silence, we bring before you all those in our hearts who need our prayers. Be with each one of them, Lord, and enfold them in your loving arms. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now we pray for ourselves. Help us to draw nearer to you and be guided by your Spirit. In a few moments of silence, we pray for those things on our hearts at this time. And we bring together all those prayers with the Lord's Prayer, thinking through each phrase as we say it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.